Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Zach Gelb, he got a chance to sit down and talk to Bruce Arians. And he asked Bruce Arians the question of whether or not he'd be interested in Green Bay.
Would you have any interest in the Packers job?
No, not at all.
But why would that be?
If I ever return coaching, it would only be in Cleveland.
Okay, so you stick to that as we're talking to Bruce Arians right now. So, you know, that's interesting, you know, the love affair for Cleveland because, you know, the Packers are a really good situation with Rodgers.
Yeah, it is, and it just I have no desire to coach at Green Bay.
I don't know if that deserves a whoa, but my goodness.
Like, yeah, I think it does.
He only wants to be in Cleveland. He says he really wants to be in Cleveland here. And then he kind of gave an answer that obviously that excites people, but then he gave an answer that kind of threw just cold water all over the entire thing in this interview with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio. This is what he said he didn't miss about coaching.
Are you at all surprised that you don't miss the game that much? Because when I think of Bruce Arians, I think of a guy that loves the game and is a real passionate football coach.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the hours in the office and away from your family. I love the game. I love everything about it other than the family time.
Yeah, I mean, I love football except for the, you know, coaching of it and having to go through training camp. And then, oh, my God, games 1-4 are fun. But then you get to game 5 and it's like I'm still coaching and I got to be away from my family on Sundays. I love Sundays. I love watching 60 Minutes with my family. I can't do that now because of coaching. But other than that, I love pigskin, let me tell you.
I love my work except for the work that has to be done to do it.
Yeah.
I love my job.
My whole day's great
like
except for 6 to 10 in the morning.
He's like the Michael Scott of coaching.
he does want to be in Cleveland. It seems to be weird, too, and this is what's throwing you off. Now this is perfect because I referenced 38 Special because you know the lyrics. Anybody over 40 certainly knows the lyrics, and basically anybody out there does. If you hold on to something, if you grip onto something so strongly, if you hold on to that love so strong, you can almost be too much for that love. Do you think that Bruce Arians is talking too much about the Cleveland Browns and it's pushing you away from Bruce Arians? Because here's a guy who's like, hey, you know,
I know fans.
Coaching's fun, but there's other things too.
Fans in Cleveland are so used to getting dumped on. They're so used to getting made fun of that finally we have a guy that wants to be here more than anything else. By the way, he's a proven head coach. He's a very good head coach. He's been a very good head coach for a long time. He's been a very good coordinator for a long time. He has wide adulation and respect around the NFL. And yet, as of this point, 6:47, Wednesday morning, December 5th, 2018, I am crossing him off my list. My list he has now been crossed off of. And I don't even think I'm going to interview him now.
Hey, he checks all the boxes, too, for every Browns fan. There's ones that say, I don't want a first-time head coach. There's ones that say, I don't want a retread that got fired from their last job. He checks all the boxes.
Oh, I love Bruce Arians.
I do, too.
This is killing me to say this. This is killing me. Can I get O2 again? Can I just hear O2 again before I make my mind up? This is Bruce Arians, why he doesn't miss coaching. I got to hear it one more time.
Are you at all surprised that you don't miss the game that much? Because when I think of Bruce Arians, I think of a guy that loves the game and is a real passionate football coach.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the hours in the office and away from your family. I love the game. I love everything about it other than the family time.
I'm just going to sit here and wish that we would have hired him way back when. I think I have to agree.
I agree with you there.
He's 66.
Should have hired him.
And I know that we were talking about God. Nick Saban is 60, mid-60s. You got other coaches who are a little bit older. I don't want to be an ageist over here. If you still have that passion, if you still have that fire, if you still have that desire, it's perfectly fine. But when I'm hearing that, maybe that changes, but if it's worn on you, they can get old real quick if you start losing games. What if things aren't just hunky-dory the way it is? I know that there's some pie-in-the-sky idea, some dream idea that this is going to be great for him, but what if it's not? and it's not like you're 45. You're 66. So when I hear that answer, it makes it sound like it's easier for him to go away. I want a guy who's going to be here. I know Bruce Arians isn't going to give me a ton of time to begin with, but I want a guy who can give me a good 4 or 5 years and set the table here.
Yeah, and I would also say the fact that this is the third time within 2 weeks that Bruce Arians has brought up this Browns job, it tells me one thing. He has not heard from the Cleveland Browns. He has not heard from John Dorsey. There's been no communication. Remember, this would be the easiest interview to do, other than Mike McCarthy. This would be the easiest interview. Bruce Arians has been in your town. He's called a game for the Cleveland Browns. John Dorsey, this would have been so simple for Dorsey to go right over there and at least have overtures. At least go to a local diner and have a chit-chat about the Browns job. He hasn't even done that. That tells me this is not happening. He's not even on the short list for Cleveland Browns head coaches.
I am a fan of this coach.
I am a
true fan. I know you brought up a couple of things that I went, man, that's ridiculous. The whole Cardinals thing, he gave them a good run. It just didn't work out in the end. And then obviously they're going through a complete retooling now. And you made the mention you might have gotten out with a getting's good. Obviously he did get out with a getting's good. But yeah, the old ticker wasn't that good. But just like Urban, you can always talk about the heart. You can manage it and see if you can come back. But if you're saying that this is the only job, by any means, and you are saying it over and over and over and over and over again, one, you're right. I don't think the Browns have really reached out to him. Two, when you say that, it makes it just, it's just one thing where I would believe him if he got the job. Say Bruce got the job. Yep, going to roll up our sleeves, going to do this work, and it's going to be easier because you got Baker Mayfield and you got what he perceives to be a good young football team that could help him out. But if things don't go the way they're supposed to go, it just makes it easier to go away. It makes it easier after year three. Say you get in the playoffs, but you don't do it. Then maybe you take a step back. Maybe you have some injuries, and you take a step back, and you finish 9-7, and you miss it one of these years. I want a guy who I can say, no, this is the reason, but I still believe in this coach. Because obviously guys would call for the guy to be fired, whoever that is. But I want to believe in that guy for the long term. And I don't. When I hear that, Anthony, I don't know if I can. I think
that is so tough.
I really, really,
because
he
is a good coach, and we both agree on that.
Totally agree. I regret so much that the Browns, and I mean this sincerely, were so dramatically stupid, underline that word, stupid, to not interview Bruce Arians to be the head coach of their football team like 4 times over. But now it's gotten to the point where it's just too late. I hate saying that. God, that pains my guts to say it. But I have to cross him off the list now, buddy. Just like what you're saying. Like, I have to cross him off my list.
And I hate to challenge somebody who's been successful and challenge like work ethic, but at 66.
Someone please talk me back into this.
Coming off the health issues that he left the game for, doesn't it seem like this guy's just looking for a paycheck from the Haslams?
Ooh.
Doesn't it look like that?
Why wouldn't he go? Wait a minute. The paycheck part of it.
Yeah.
If you wanted to be, your name is going to. I disagree.
He knows Haslam pays guys years after they're done coaching.
I disagree. Not a job.
Hold on.
For a paycheck.
Hold on, Kenny. I agree with you, and I disagree. I disagree with Anthony over here. If you're doing this, your legacy is going to be left behind. So you can come here for a paycheck. Some guys have, obviously.
His legacy's fine.
Look
at Mike Holmgren.
Nobody mentions
Mike Holmgren's era in Cleveland. Nobody,
but
except people in Cleveland.
Coach,
his legacy was fine.
One more shot at this is about legacy. This is about bringing the Browns back to prominence here. I'm just making the argument it's easier to quit if things don't go that well early. And you know it's going to be still a struggle. They're still young. They're still figuring out ways to hold down wins. They're still trying to do that. But if it's going to be for a paycheck, good guy, you can just go up to Green Bay. And you have a better shot to win now because you have Aaron Rodgers, who's been in those situations before. It can't be for a paycheck. Anthony, I agreed with you up until that point. I think you're over the line on that one. I think you need to walk that comment back.
No, listen to what he said.
I need to walk that comment back.
He just told you he misses football, except the actual work that it takes to be a good football coach.
We got people.
He just told you that.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.